being a safety versus being a nickel?
It's where when you're in the slot, you have more field to cover, especially when you're dealing with man-to-man 3 yards, 2 yards off of a receiver versus being a safety 10 to 12 yards off of a guy. And so the major difference is really the quickness and the speed that happens. Just as a defensive lineman, it happens so quick whenever they run schemes, whether they're going right or left. It's the same thing as a nickelback. You're so close to the receiver, so everything happens very quickly. So that's the major difference. You're welcome.
How do you evaluate J-Ron and how he's kind of catching up and getting up to speed since his time off?
Happy to have him, I'll tell you that. The thing is that we asked him to go in and do a couple of things last week, and Hosley was able to perform the task that we asked him to do. And so the situation for him right now is that he's a starter, and he sees himself as a starter, because if you're a nickelback, you have to see yourself as a starter, because this league, we play so much 11 personnel or 3 wide receivers on the field. And so he's doing well. I think his ceiling is unlimited, and so hopefully he'll continue to grow for us.
So is it a matter of confidence with him? Because he had a tough preseason.
No question, because when you haven't played and you're going out and you're playing against number ones every week, it has to be a matter of confidence. But what he did last week and the situation that we put him in, he performed it well.
Now, talking about Prince Mukamara, he's had a pretty solid year so far. A little bit of a tough game against Dez Bryant. What do you see differently in him this year than years past?
You know what? Prince is competing. He pressed Dez Bryant last week. There was a couple of things that we just talked to him about. Maybe he could have done a little different as far as not necessarily trying to be so aggressive versus a receiver who's very aggressive. Maybe play him all from time to time. But Prince, in my opinion, has grown tremendously from his first few years here. And so he started it last year, and he's continuing on this year. So hopefully he'll continue to work well for us and play well versus the big receivers.
Is it a matter of just working more film study off the field, more better technique?
I mean, that's what every NFL player goes with. You have to have technique has to be sharp each week. And so with Prince, he is in a situation where, again, he's facing the top receivers versus the other teams. And so when you're talking different techniques versus different wide receivers, because every wide receiver run their routes a little different than others. But, you know, when you come back to it, his ability to go up and press and be aggressive, which has been a plus for us.
Can you talk a little bit about, you know, you started the season with Stevie, mm-hmm. and then you went to Quentin, and, you know, where are you in that situation? Because it seems like they're still giving up some big plays.
Well, I mean, you know, you look at the Stevie Brown situation is no more than the fact that Stevie had a couple of games there that he didn't play as well, and so we decided to make a change. And even still right now, there's a couple of, you know, leaks that are going on in the secondary, and so we need to fix that. But as far as Stevie Brown, we have confidence in Stevie that he'll continue to come back. And last week he was in this slot playing as a bison for us, and so hopefully we can continue to use that package. But the thing is that as far as the big plays, and I'm quite sure Coach Coughlin has spoke about it, you know, when you're stopping, you're trying to constantly match up with different receivers, and you're trying to make sure that everyone gets the check. You know, that's my responsibility, and making sure that those guys understand where we're going and what we're doing. And so, but as far as Stevie and Quentin and going back and forth with the safeties, right now we're just trying to make sure that we have the best chemistry on the field. And again, like I said, Stevie played last week, which was good for us.